You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Well, this is Joe Kittinger from About Me International, and I'm excited to be here with you today to introduce you to a movement that's sweeping the world called servant leadership. It started in the 70s with Robert Greenleaf, and there is the Robert Greenleaf Center on Servant Leadership located in Indiana, and you can certainly Google the Servant Leadership Institute. But what is servant leadership, and how has it moved my life, and how has it increased employee engagement? Well, there are some famous companies that you're well aware of that implement servant leadership philosophy into their business. Starbucks, to name one. Southwest Airlines, which is just killing the airline industry. All other competitors pale in comparison with the profits that Southwest Airlines generates. And to understand how these companies are successful, it's all about employee engagement. And that word engagement often gets misunderstood. What do we mean by engagement? Well, I will tell you what how I define engagement is employees care. They seriously care about the mission of the company, who they work with. They go above and beyond, not because they feel threatened that they have to work late or they can't work here, but they go above and beyond because they truly care. They want to deliver their responsibility within the organization. They want to be the best at it. And they end up working when technically they're not on the clock, so to speak. Why? Because they're engaged. They care. So let's talk about this idea of servant leadership and what is a servant leader. Well, a servant leader is one who treats each individual as unique. They are strict but fair, and they provide the legitimate needs of those they lead. In other words, a servant leader is no different than being a good parent. I will tell you that good parenting and good leadership are exactly the same. And as you're going through your life and you're discovering servant leadership, the same principles that we're going to talk about today should also be applied to your family. Because I really truly believe that sometimes we get so caught up in our business that we forget the most important people and we almost leave them behind. And that's our family, our children, our spouses. To me, picking the right spouse is 90% of your success. So let's talk about servant leadership, and let's stay more on the business aspect of servant leadership, even though, like I said, a good parent and a good leader are exactly the same. They treat each individual as unique. They're strict but fair, which means that they have values and they have rules to follow. And if you go outside those rules, they're not quick to stomp on you or criticize you, but they're more curious as to, do you have enough information? Were you aware of the rules? They learn about the information. If you truly were aware, then here are the consequences that you're aware, that need to be followed. But if there was some sort of gap there of communication, then they correct it right there on the spot. So they're strict but fair. And they provide for the legitimate needs of those they lead. A servant leader believes that the employee must believe in the leader before they will believe in the mission. I'm going to say that again. A servant leader believes that an employee must first believe in their leader before they will believe in the mission. A servant leader believes they must succeed in the workplace before they can succeed in the marketplace. Their belief leads them to employee engagement, an employee who cares about their job, an employee who goes the extra mile and contributes to the mission of the company. Treating an individual as unique means knowing their motivations and how they want to be treated. It's different strokes for different folks. Let's face it. I often get in some wonderful debates on the golden rule, which is to treat others how you want to be treated. And I don't believe that works great as a metaphor to use for children. However, in the workplace, we don't always want to be treated the same. Some of us love explicit instruction as to how to get something done. Some of us pride ourselves on figuring out how to do it. Just tell me what you want to have done. And it can almost be insulting if you start going down the path of this is how you should do it when that person just wants to know what should be done. So everyone wants to be treated differently. Some folks want details. Some folks just want the bottom line. So let's agree for the moment, at least while listening to this, that we don't want to be treated the same, that we all want to be treated how we want to be treated. So I've come across this platinum rule, which is treat others how they want to be treated. And the only way you know how a person wants to be treated is to truly understand their motivational makeup, not their personality, but what motivates them on a day-to-day basis to be successful. So strict but fair, again, leads to accountability. And let's talk about these legitimate needs. They meet legitimate needs. Well, what are they? Well, servant leaders meet three fundamental legitimate needs that build engagement that result in employees caring. The legitimate needs are financial. They have to be paid fairly. Maybe they're not paid what they want, but they're paid what is fair in the marketplace, in the role that they play. These legitimate needs are financial. They're also physical. They need the technology. They need the temperature, 72 degrees. They need whatever stuff they need to get their job done. So they're physical. That's what physical means. And then there's emotional needs. We all have them, but for whatever reason, and I guess I know why, we think emotional needs are handling their private needs at home. That's not what we're talking about. Emotional needs are those things that we all need in order to be successful.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.